Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That is toll-free. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. Whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. This is the Wednesday night edition, and we're here till 8 o'clock Eastern. Excuse me, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time.
It is 8 o'clock.
It is just after 8 o'clock Eastern. And it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And again, join us via the phones. That's the way we prefer it. We can also take your emails, although we're getting backed up. FTL@freetalklive.com is the email address. We don't guarantee to read your emails, but we will take your calls, 800-259-5791. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives. Last 6 months. Wait, cancel that. 7 months now.
Ooh.
Now we're doing the last 7 months of shows. All of it for free, right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. No games. You just go get them for free, freetalklive.com.
And, as you know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, you ought to call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed, freestateproject.org. So, where do we start tonight, gentlemen?
I don't know. I was thinking about that email box that you've got there, the FTL@freetalklive.com. And, you know, it's going to be harder and harder. Every month we add more stations, we get more listeners, more people listen to the podcast, and everybody sends us emails.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's terrible.
Well, I'm not saying it's terrible that we get emails. I think it's good. I like getting emails. But I've noticed that sometimes it's harder for me to get back. It's hard for me to get back to each person within a day.
Right.
And I try to. And I usually just write one little line to prove that I've read your entire email.
That's what I like to do. I like to, you know, respond to everybody personally. But I see what you're saying, man. Which, I mean, we're only on 8 affiliates right now, and that's only for our Saturday show.
Mm-hmm.
The bulk of our listenership is probably still internet during the week, yet we're still getting tons of emails coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only imagine what that's got to be like for radio shows that have 50 affiliates or 100 or 200 affiliates. Of course, by the time we get up to that level, we should all be making some money at this, and therefore
that'd be great.
Maybe we'd have a little extra time to respond to the emails. Well, anyway, so are you suggesting we should start with emails, that we should wait on this Denver story?
No, we've got to talk about the Denver story.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Because this Denver story, it's nice to be able to report some good news, finally. I mean, this show, we are so busy reporting all of the encroachments onto your freedoms that this big, crazy, out-of-control government is busy doing.
And, of course, we wouldn't have a radio show about freedom if the government wasn't crazy and out of control. You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Rush Limbaugh's show. It isn't. It's crap now. You know, I mean, he's still got some residual listeners from the fact that he is...
Well, he's the number one show. I mean, but it is crap.
But
it just shows that people will listen to anything.
He doesn't have anything to talk about anymore. I mean, he spends most of his time polishing George Bush's apple.
Right, yeah, he just pumps up the Republicans.
I'm sorry, I can't listen to, you know, his sycophant tripe.
Okay.
You know, I just can't listen to that. I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh. I thought it was a great radio show.
Well, that was back when he was attacking the Democrats.
When he was attacking the Democrats, the people that were in power, the big government Democrats, and you talk about them, you know, he had something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm willing to give up. Once we've regained freedom in this country, I'm willing to give up my radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be fine with that.
I have a feeling it's going to be a little while.
It's going to be a long ways.
But you're right, man, which is kind of interesting that Free Talk Live is sort of an unintended consequence of big government.
It is.
In a way. They didn't know that we were going to come about. They didn't realize this was going to happen. But here we are to expose their garbage and to talk about all their lies and the scam that politics is, basically. Well, good news from Denver. Let's get to it. Residents of the Mile High City, this from the Associated Press, have voted to legalize the possession of small amounts of marijuana for adults.
Hooray!
Hooray!
54% of Denver residents cast ballots for the ordinance. Excuse me. Wait. 54% said they wanted it. 46%.
It's 54-46 the new rule.
Yeah. Under the measure, residents over 21 years old could possess up to an ounce of marijuana, according to Mason Tevert, campaign organizer for Safer, quote, "We educated voters about the facts that marijuana is less harmful to the user and society than alcohol." And they want to prohibit adults from making the rational, safer choice to use... Oh, to prohibit adults from making the rational, safer choice to use marijuana is a bad public policy. And that's absolutely the case. You know, I didn't even know this was going on.
Nor did I.
I didn't either.
This is such a pleasant surprise, really.
It's kind of strange, though, that an ounce is legal, but 2 ounces isn't. How do you get an ounce to somebody? You know? I mean, it's illegal.
You have to start somewhere,
right?
You buy a conversion van, and you put a pound in there, and you're set. Pack all your friends in. If you got pulled over, just disperse it. Here you go. Here's your ounce.
Bruce Merkin of the Washington, D.C.-based Marijuana Policy Project said he hoped the approval will launch a national trend towards legalizing a drug whose enforcement, he said, causes more problems than it cures.
And absolutely.
He's absolutely right about that. We talk about it probably at least once a week on this show, how bad the war on drugs is. It's bad for our freedoms. It's bad for your family and your friends, the people that get caught up in it. We reported, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, that the amount of marijuana arrests in America keeps going up. The recent numbers, I think, were around 775,000 people arrested last year, in 1 year's time, in America, in 2004. 775,000 for marijuana offenses, period.
And it's the lion's share of drug arrests in this country. I mean, the marijuana finances the whole war on drugs.
Sure it does.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, conceivably, you could see a real end to the war on drugs if marijuana was, you know, this whole... ounce thing was,
because it's
United States wide.
Well, it's so difficult for the cops to find shipments of pills. I mean, it doesn't stink. It's not as bulky.
Right.
You can ship $1 million worth of pills in, it can't be very large of a container compared to $1 million worth of marijuana.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot.
On a semi trailer. To put $1 million worth of marijuana. I don't know. I mean,
Seattle, Oakland, California, and a few college towns already have laws making possession the lowest law enforcement priority. Mm-hmm. The Denver proposal seemed to draw at least as much attention for supporters' campaign tactics as it did for the question of legalizing the drug. Tevert argued that legalizing marijuana would reduce consumption of alcohol, which he said leads to higher rates of car accidents, domestic and street violence, and crime. You know, I don't know if that's the case. Do you really think that if we decriminalized or legalized marijuana, that it would reduce the consumption of alcohol?
I do.
It just might.
You know, I mean...
You think there are a lot of people out there using alcohol because they can't smoke marijuana?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. If it was legal, I would... there would be evenings when I would choose to smoke marijuana rather than drinking a couple of beers.
Okay. I guess that's enough evidence, then. The group criticized Mayor John So-and-so for opposing the proposal, noting his ownership of a popular brew pub. It also said recent violent crimes, including the shootings of 4 people last weekend, as a reason to legalize marijuana to steer people away from alcohol use. You know, it's interesting that they managed to pass this based on those kind of tactics, that they didn't go after, you know, kind of promote the fact that it will reduce violent crime, period. Not just violent crime based out of alcohol use, but just violent crime.
I don't think that the marijuana laws, the fact that marijuana is illegal causes a lot of violent crime.
Yeah, that could be true. However, it might kind of tip the scales in that direction, in that if you're a heavy drug user, and you use all kinds of different drugs, marijuana is one of those drugs. It's taxing you that much extra to buy the marijuana like it is the other drugs. I suppose it
slightly.
You're right, though. For the most part, it's crackheads and cokeheads.
You know, most stoners are not going to go out and rob somebody for a bag.
That's for sure.
They're just going to suffer without it.
They're going to sit around and say, oh, man, I wish we had a bag.
Yeah.
The measure would not affect the medical marijuana law voters approved in 2000. So now apparently in Colorado they have medical marijuana, and in Denver they also have the legal 1 ounce possession law.
More about this.
More.
Yeah, we have. There's another issue.
There's a cop that wants to legalize everything. We'll talk about that coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. But first, we're going to New Hampshire for an update.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. You can bring up whatever you want, from political to personal. Anything goes. 800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. When there's something to announce about the show, you'll find out first. In fact, we're going to be sending out an update here sometime within the next 24 hours, because tomorrow is our third anniversary.
No kidding.
We're going to be 3 years old.
Wow, we're going to have a little party?
We're going to release publicly our very first episode ever. That's kind of how we're going to celebrate it. So updates people will know about that first if you're on the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys. God bless Colorado.
Well, we're going to get back to it. We actually have a guy on the line from Denver. So, Dave, we're going to keep you on the short side. What's your update tonight?
Well, I wanted to let you know about another event that's coming up in New Hampshire. There's a guy who's organizing a Social Security card burn in front of the Social Security office in the state capitol.
And that's happening soon, isn't it?
That's going to be on the 12th.
Ooh, okay. About a week and a half, then.
That's correct.
When are you doing? Is it during the daytime while they're in business?
It's noon. I don't think I'm going to be able to be there. I have to work that day.
Okay.
But he's gotten some interesting emails from the Social Security people. We're not sure. You're like asking them if it's illegal for him to do it, and he's like, they're saying, why don't you talk to the Concord police?
Right. I've actually been reading. He's been posting his emails to the public at nhfree.com, and I've kind of been reading his correspondence between him and the cop, one of the Concord cops, and the cops just don't know what to do about this. They've never been faced with something like this before.
Wait a minute. You're all going to get together and burn your Social Security cards? What the hell, son? You're going to need that.
It's so funny. Watching the cop's response, the cop keeps trying to get him to call him because he doesn't want to communicate via email, and we're encouraging Russell to not call the cop because if you call him, then they can say whatever they want. You're not recording the call. It's important when you're communicating with bureaucrats to do it via written communication. That way you have a record.
Yeah, well, we just found that burning things seems to draw more attention than anything.
It really does. I think it's great. I hope you guys
what
get
attention burn crap.
I hope you guys get some good press attention on this one because that's a real good issue. I mean, people burning their Social Security cards. I mean, that's something that doesn't happen in public very often. Keep us up to date, Dave. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Lou in Denver. Lou, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Jason and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys, how you doing tonight?
Quite well.
We're good. Congratulations on passing a law up there, I guess, or a referendum of some sort.
A referendum.
It's not all as good as it sounds, Logan.
What?
I got to tell you.
What do you mean?
Well, our DA from Denver, our illustrious DA, has gone on all the major news networks. When I was walking in from work and turning you guys on, the television's on in the background. And he's saying that he doesn't care what the citizens say. He's going to go ahead and enforce the old drug laws and that marijuana is illegal in the state of Colorado and the city and jurisdiction of Denver.
Well, I hope that the good citizens of Denver fire that guy.
Well, you know, it's getting to be where we're no longer citizens. Now we're the civilians and they're the authorities rather than
it really is,
public
it,
servants. So.
It really is that.
Yeah, it's kind of that way. And at the same time, another referendum passed. This was called Initiative 100, was the marijuana initiative. Mm-hmm. And they had two other initiatives, referendum C and D, that basically made big government bigger again.
Oh,
after
no.
About 9 years ago, we passed an amendment to our state constitution called the Tabor Amendment. Got a lot of national attention, and it pretty much curtailed the use of taxes without the citizens being able to vote on what they were used for.
Mm-hmm.
This initiative C that got passed yesterday just was kind of the governor's workaround around that. So now they can get their hands on all the money that the citizens were going to be able to control before that got passed.
What is wrong with people? I mean, do they just vote yes for pretty much anything that's on the ballot? Was it worded to where you could even understand it? Because down here, they word everything so, it's so nebulous how they kind of phrase things, and it's so difficult to really understand what the referendums say.
Yeah, this one was so nebulous that it was two of them included in the same vote. It was referendum C and D, and literally people split them apart, and one of them passed and one of them didn't. So, you know, half of it was good, but it unlocked about $400 billion that is going to be tapped into in the next five years is what they say.
I want to kind of jump back to referendum 100 you said?
Yeah, initiative 100.
Initiative 100. What was it like leading up to what was the feeling around Denver leading up to this? Was there a lot of controversy? Was there a lot of discussion, public discussion?
No, I got to tell you, if you actually, unless you really follow the politics and the initiatives and the referendums, you didn't even know that that was on the radar.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about it, and I kind of consider myself sort of tuned in to the whole war on drugs situation.
Yeah, what basically happened and why it got put on as an initiative anyway is because we did have medical marijuana passed here in our last state elections.
Right.
And what happened was people went ahead and they started using the medical marijuana, and then the CBI and the DEA started raiding all their houses, Colorado Bureau of Investigations and the Drug Enforcement Agency. In fact, they raided the president of the Medical Marijuana Association and confiscated all of his plants that he grew for himself.
So, So let me see if I understand this correctly. You passed the medical marijuana legislation last year. There was some sort of program that went into effect. People got doctor's prescriptions to get the marijuana.
Absolutely.
Somebody put their name and address down in order to get the prescription, and then the DEA, and you said the CBI, some sort of Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah, Colorado Bureau of Investigation, you know, in...
They got the list of the people with the prescriptions, and they went literally house to house arresting people?
I couldn't say that it was house to house, but several of the people that had the permits were the ones that got arrested. And
right.
Every time that it was said that they...
Probably
were,
the black ones.
And it was, no, it wasn't just black ones. And it said yeah. it was that they were going beyond what they were legally allowed to have. You know, they were arresting them for trafficking. You know, same kind of deal. So
just
it was
disgusting.
Like the law had never passed. And, you know, again, when the citizens vote for something and the DA says, well, it doesn't matter what the citizens think, this is what we're doing, you know, are we living in democracy or tyranny?
That sounds like tyranny to me.
Kind of what I was thinking.
Gosh, I mean, democracy is not so great. That's tyranny of the majority. In this case, the majority happened to be right.
Which I was kind of thinking to myself today, ha ha, this is what it's like for everybody out there that thinks we live in a democracy. This is what it's like, because those 46% now are the good folks that have been thinking that this is a democracy for so long. Here they get a little taste of the medicine.
Right, well, we're supposed to live in a representative republic, but where's the representation?
Yeah,
it's definitely time to take government of the people, by the people, and for the people, and take it back to the people.
What's it going? I mean, gosh, at this point, you've got a government that's saying this is a city attorney. He's not. Is he a state employee or is he a city employee?
He's a city employee.
You would think as a city employee, he would be first primarily beholden to the citizens of Denver.
But see, Denver is not only a city. Denver is a city and a county.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes him a district attorney, and the county covers way more area than just the city's area. So
is the solution here, I mean, if the entire state of Colorado passed this same kind of initiative, would the same guy stand up and say, well, it's still illegal at a federal level, so we're going to keep enforcing this?
Probably.
Just disgusting. Thanks for the call, Lou. We appreciate
Thank
it, man. 800-259-5791. Your thoughts on the Denver situation, your thoughts on our loss of sovereignty, your thoughts on whether or not states should be able to pass their own laws? It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lykos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sleek, stylish, and easy on the eye. Those are America's next top models, hybrid style. When I come back, I'll catwalk you through the cost of taking these four-wheel hotties home. Whether it's a classic car or grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. With hot new models on runways or roadways, there's more than meets the eye. More as in cost. To calculate total greenbacks for hybrid green machines, consider sticker price. Though higher, it can be offset by federal and state tax credits.
repairs. Despite warranties, hybrids haven't experienced real road rigors over time. Factor cost and availability of hybrid-specific parts and lack of qualified hybrid technicians. MPG. 60 MPG has proven more show than go. Love. If the skinny on the cost doesn't scare you, a sleek and stylish hybrid may be worth taking home. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 800-259-5791. You can call about anything, from the political to the personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And online, you can find us at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming. The broadband version of the show is there, as well as a dial-up version. They're both totally free, the way websites should be. FreeTalkLive.com. Talking about the Denver Marijuana Initiative, we're going to continue with that. Let's go to Peter in South Carolina. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Jason and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Peter?
I live in South Carolina, and, you know...
Did you guys legalize pot, too?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're more conservative than that here.
Okay.
But, I mean, I go to a Catholic school, and it's all these, you know, anti-drug values. And then the same students who are revered as, you know, honorable and good are the ones smoking pot. So it's such a hypocrisy.
Yeah, it really is. Actually, Jason went to a Catholic school as well. And would you say, Jason, that's pretty much the same situation?
Oh, yeah.
I went to a Christian school and I didn't see this, but...
you weren't there in high school.
Though. I wasn't there in high school. I left in eighth grade.
Right. You're a high schooler, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how many of your... what percentage of the kids in your grade, what grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore myself.
Okay, so you're about 16, 15 years old. What percentage of the kids there are not drug users? Including alcohol.
Including alcohol, wow. 20.
20? I'd say that's a little high.
Yeah.
Wow, you've got a pretty good school there if you've only got 20%. If 20% of the people there are drug users. How about just marijuana smokers?
Oh,
how many people?
I said 20 weren't.
Oh, 20 people.
Oh, no, 20% of the grade weren't doing anything.
20%, right, that's what I thought you said.
Okay.
That's 80%.
I feel like that's high. I feel like
I do, too. I mean, at my high school, my Catholic high school, I'd say it was more like, I don't know, 3-5% were
7%
the straight-edge folk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, in the senior class, that's definitely what it's like.
Makes sense.
I mean,
oh, man.
The entire drama department.
Of course.
It wasn't like that even in my high school.
Really?
No.
I don't know what it was like at my high school because I was totally oblivious to that sort of thing. But did you have any more comments on this, Peter?
I'm just really happy that it sounds like it's getting legalized.
Well, you know, we're moving in the right direction.
Baby steps, man.
Yeah, it's definitely a baby step. It's certainly worth reporting. It's good, happy news. It's nice to have something positive to report in the war on drugs as opposed to talking about, you know, the police coming and smashing somebody's head in when they raid the wrong house because they got the wrong street and the right house number. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. So, hey, I just want to read this. I did a little Google search for Denver and marijuana just to see if I could get some more comments from the attorney. And I really couldn't find that much, the district attorney. But I did come across a website called Red State, which I guess that's in reference to the fact that there are a bunch of conservatives on the site, I suppose, or Bush supporters. I don't know. But here's one of the comments from somebody about the Denver initiative. You're going to love this. City dwellers can be scary. What sort of message does this send to children? Is this the 20th century, or are we regressing in time and intellectual progress?
Well, if this is the 20th century, we have regressed in time.
I'm glad the city's attorney's office has found a way around it.
Well, here's what I don't get, is this is none of your frickin' business. You don't live in Denver.
But what message does this send to children?
I don't care what message it's... You know, pot's legal in other countries. What message does that send to children there?
How about all the other things that are legal in this country? How about gasoline? Your kids could go huff some gasoline in your garage and get high for a little bit, and then they're going to die.
Or suck on the end of a whipped cream can.
Yeah,
which
or...
is not a good decision.
Drink an entire bottle drink an entire bottle of NyQuil. There's so many different dangerous drugs out there. What kind of message does that send? Just pathetic.
Do you know what message this sends? It does send that pot is okay. Because, in fact, pot is okay.
Well, you know, it is okay in my mind. It's certainly not good for kids to be, I think, doing very much of, because it's expensive and your parents might not like it. And otherwise, there's really no real harm that can come from smoking marijuana. I wish, there's just nothing out there. There's just no evidence. Compared to alcohol, it's night and day.
Yeah, no contest.
It really is. And if you disagree, 800-259-5791. What message are we sending now? I'm not saying do it, kids. You probably shouldn't do it. It's not addictive, but some people have addictive personalities, and they'll get addicted to anything that feels good for them, whether it be alcohol or marijuana or masturbation or whatever it is that feels good. And so if you've got an addictive personality, you should probably definitely stay away from
it. Well, I would say, kids, go ahead and try some pot. Because if you just wait until, say, your college years, and you get into college and you haven't had a sip of alcohol or a toke of a joint, you're going to go crazy.
What do you mean?
Well, typically, you take your kids who are clean cut all throughout high school, and then the chains of mommy and daddy are cast aside, and they're living in a dorm room, surrounded by it.
Surrounded by all kinds of drugs.
And they're going to fall right into it.
You know, I have to say, if I had kids and I was able to choose, because let's all be straight here. When we were young, did we all imbibe and drink? Did we all drink and smoke marijuana when we were in our teenage years?
Sure did.
The three of us here.
Yeah.
Yes, sure did.
I did some stuff that was worse.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
100% of the hosts on this show smoked marijuana as a teenager and drank alcohol. Gosh, if I could choose for my kids, and obviously you can't choose for your kids, they're going to do what they're going to do, I would encourage them to stay the hell away from alcohol. Go ahead, try it out, see what happens.
Yeah.
If I have no kids, today is not the day for that to start happening, but if I had to choose, I would prefer my kids to smoke pot than I would them to drink alcohol.
Let's talk to Frank in Oregon. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's happening?
I just wanted to bring up a really unbelievable thing that's happened here in Portland. So we have this kind of street fair that happens on the last Thursday every month on this street here. And there's this house that's very prominent. It's very colorful. And they throw a lot of, you know, kind of shows and stuff for the neighborhood and things. And the neighborhood is actually undergoing a kind of redevelopment where, you know, lots of people are buying property. They're kind of trying to remake the neighborhood and make it, you know, trendier and that thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay, gentrification.
Right, exactly. And either, we're not sure, but a business or a neighbor or somebody called in and said to the city, now Portland, they have this anonymous complaint line where anybody can call about anything and the city will investigate. So this particular person made a complaint against the house saying their yard is too dirty and they have a bunch of stuff on them they don't like. And another thing the house does is they have a free bike pile where they give bikes to anybody who wants a bike.
Yeah, so that's
saying,
bad.
They were saying, okay, well, there's just too much trash, it's too loud, it's too noisy, blah, blah, blah. So the city sent out an inspector to the house and said that they need to clear all the bikes, all the, you know, musical instruments, all the trampoline, just all the stuff by this certain date or we're going to fine you $2,000.
Good God.
And so...
No more fun. No fun allowed in the city of Portland.
Now, you know, I have a tough time with this particular issue.
What?
I must say.
Property rights?
I'm just looking at it. When I, for instance, I was looking for a house 3 or 4 months ago. Crap, I'll tell this story when
you
get back.
Oh, all right. We'll finish the story. Frank, hang on. 800-259-5791 in case we need some extra details from him. But I think that it's your yard. You can pile whatever damn trash in it you want to. Unless you live in a deed-restricted neighborhood, and this wasn't a deed-restricted neighborhood. We'll come back with the details. Your show, you can take control, 800-259-5791. It is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. It's a new month. It is the month of November now, and that means it's time for you to go and vote for Free Talk Live. It's simple. And it makes a big difference. If you like what we're doing on this show, if you think it's a show that other people should listen to, something you want to share with others, sure, you can always tell your friends about Free Talk Live, and that's obviously something we'd like to have you do, but to help strangers, total strangers, people you've never met before, find Free Talk Live, all you have to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for our show. It takes you less than a minute. It's very simple, very easy. Vote.freetalklive.com, and you will help keep us as the number one podcast in the world, which is where we're ranked right now. But we can't just sit here and rest on our laurels. We can't just sit here and say, all right, we made it. We're number one. Because 3 days from now, we could be number two or number three, because the contest goes on all month long. You can only vote once per month. So go now to vote.freetalklive.com.
Are we still number one?
We are number one an hour or so ago. Vote.freetalklive.com. And then once you've finished voting for Free Talk Live, tell some friends to vote for Free Talk Live. Vote.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're on the phone with Frank in Oregon. Frank, you're telling us about a house. Would you describe it as a party house?
Well, it's actually called the Clown House.
Okay.
And it's kind of like an institution on this street, because the street fair that happens every month. This is the house where all the, you know, fun stuff goes on. They have, you know, they have dancing and fire breathing, you know, just stuff like that. Fun stuff.
Right. Stuff that hippies, you know, dangerous people like hippies are
right.
doing.
Right.
And so somebody ratted them out because they have a pile of bicycles apparently in their front yard that they just allow anybody to come and take a bike and ride around on, and then, you know, if you're done with it, you can come bring it back, I presume.
Or you can have the bike. They actually have, there's a lot. I mean, there's like 100 bikes
right.
in parks, and if you don't have a bike or you need a part, you can just get a hold of them.
Now, are the bikes spilling over into the neighbor's yard? Is there...
No, the yard has a very low fence, you know, like a 3-foot-high fence, and mm-hmm. it goes along the perimeter. And so when there's events going on and people watch, they watch from the sidewalk or the street because there's a lot of people.
Gotcha.
So there's no spilling out into the sidewalk or into the streets or anything like that.
So somebody got... somebody ratted them out for whatever, and the city sent an inspector down there, and the inspector decided that they better clean up their yard or else they're going to face a $2,000 fine. Now, Manwich, you said you had something to say about this.
Well, I was looking at a house probably, I guess it's been 3 or 4 months now, here in the Tampa Bay area, and there's a local celebrity in our area that's called the Pretzel King.
Okay.
Are you familiar with this guy?
Yes, I am.
And
he sells pretzels.
The Pretzel King? Yeah, he sells pretzels
at
local
events.
Yes. Well, can you imagine what the Pretzel King's house looks like?
A pretzel?
it happens to have a bunch of, like, he has old Christmas decorations, like plastic Santa Clauses and snowmen and, like, rocking horses and all
He's
kinds of things.
He's an eccentric old man.
He is an eccentric old man. Well, I happen to be looking at the house next door to the Pretzel King.
So what?
I don't want it.
Did you buy it?
But the thing is what if the Pretzel King moves in next door to you?
Don't buy a property where there's somebody possibly that could move next door to you.
What?
Buy property that's really big.
On Mars?
That way, no, buy property that's really big. That way they're 3 miles away from you, okay? If that's what you're afraid of.
You and I agree that if that's an
issue
for
you. Was this a deed-restricted neighborhood?
You know I don't buy in deed-restricted neighborhoods.
Then don't come crying to me, Manwich, if somebody you don't like comes move next to you.
I don't want to have to read a freaking novel. A bad novel.
Most deed restrictions are not a novel.
They're long. They
really?
Are long. 180 pages, I've
no
seen them.
Way.
Yeah,
so,
seriously?
Wow.
I'm not lying to you, man.
Well, then obviously you don't care enough, man.
Apparently I don't. How can you follow all those rules? It seems to me that they have rules like that in order to get you.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Frank, what's going to happen as a result of this?
Well, the first time they got the notice... some guy came out to their house, and they said, you have this amount of time, and it was very short. It was only, like, maybe 24 hours or or something like that.
That's outrageous.
And so there was a very quick response, and they luckily there's enough people that like the clown house that they were able to move all the bikes to another location and move all the stuff. But as a result of this, now they're going to have random checks. So they have to have their yard, everything cleaned up, put away, moved out, so that any time an inspector can show up and give them a fine.
So sad.
That is utter and complete garbage.
It really
is. And now they have stopped doing the fairs because now they don't want to get fined. So this
nobody can come down there anymore. All the fun has been killed because some busybody didn't like it. You know, that's what it is, isn't it? Isn't it always these uptight Puritans that see all these other people having a good time, and they just don't like the fact that people are having sex outside of marriage and breathing fire and riding bicycles? We need to put a stop to this.
I don't think they bathe often enough either.
Yeah, Frank, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the update. I wish that good things could come of this, but I don't think that they will. Now, if you want to be able to put stuff on your property, you need to have property rights, and that's just something that our politicians pay lip service to. You and I just got our property tax bills this particular year down here in Florida, man.
Yes, we did.
And so this is kind of hitting home here.
So how much is yours?
It was a lot.
Mine was $4,000.
Yeah, yours was more than a lot.
I'm obviously going to dispute it. There's a mistake on there. They have my house assessed at more than I purchased it for.
Let's talk about property rights. Coming up, 800-259-5791. Do we have any? Is there such a thing as property rights? And what does it take to actually have property rights? How do you know if you have property rights? If you have an answer, 800-259-5791. Do you have property rights? It's your show. Free Talk Live. I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. We got plenty of time for your calls because we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So you make them, 800-259-5791. And we will take them. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have our listener map with hundreds of people that have taken the time to go to map.freetalklive.com and plot themselves. Actually, we have all plotted ourselves on the map.
I actually haven't yet.
I saw you on there.
What?
Somebody put you.
Somebody put me on there?
Somebody else should zip.
If it wasn't you, somebody else did.
Creepy.
Well, there's not much identity checking with the map, but it's still a pretty neat thing. And people can put themselves wherever they live, and they can put their it's not exact, it's like zip codes, so that way people can't exactly find your house anyway. That you put your picture up, you can put a little phrase up, and it's a lot of fun. Map.freetalklive.com. You can actually find out who else is in your area that's listening to Free Talk Live. And this is worldwide. It's not just an America thing. Map.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about property rights. What defines property rights? How do you know if you have property rights? Ryan in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Quite well. Doing good.
Hey, I got a story for you guys. Now,
yes,
I'm a property owner, and I've got some residential real estate.
Mm.
Next door to to this property are these goofballs that nobody wants to live next to.
Okay.
Now, isn't the libertarian philosophy that it's okay to do unto others so long as it's not affecting their person or their property?
As long as
I'm
it's
not sure what that, hold on. It's okay to do unto others as long as you don't affect their person or their property? Why don't you tell me what it is you intend to do without trapping me?
No. It's not what I'm doing to them. It's what they're doing to my renters. I'm constantly having to fill vacancies because of these guys.
Right.
I mean, this is my income.
So now what is it that they're doing that makes living next to them such a chore?
What is their goofballery?
Jeez, where to begin?
Give us the most offensive part.
Well, they commit crimes against us.
Whoa, like what?
Well, like tapping into our electricity. These guys live off the grid. I don't know if that's by choice or not.
Okay.
But there's extension cords run constantly. Now, I understand that's a crime and that's punishable because the ineffectual police can't do anything about it.
Of course. Government police. That's, oh, yeah. Great.
But on top of that, these guys make noise day and night. They've got RVs parked all over the yard. I mean, it's like this. And I mean, it's like this trailer park, and it's impossible for people to sleep. I mean, it's impossible to have a normal existence living next door to these guys.
Oh my gosh!
I don't blame my renters, you know, for moving out.
Sure,
but you know, how am I supposed to be able to make a living here?
Now you did.
Here's what I'd recommend:
sweeten the pot.
Here's what I did, and this is just for you. This is not how to handle it in general. This is just a little hint for you. Is I had a particular piece of property where it looked like a damn junkyard next door. You know, he did body work on the side. If you can imagine what that was like. You know? I mean, there were several large pieces of cars at any given time in his, you know, lot and driveway. What I did was I gave him $100 to keep the to clean things up and to keep them clean for a month. And I said,
was it bribery? Sure.
Why
were you doing
it? And then I stuck for sale sign in the yard, and I sold that baby in that month.
Yeah.
Sorry to the next person.
Well, cut your losses,
what you're
man.
Saying, but I understand what you're saying, and it's, you know, there's kind of a live and live mentality that I try to abide by also. But, you know, I mean, you were talking, I don't even know if it was like a week ago or whatever, about zoning and all that sort of stuff. And this is, you know, I mean, this goes to that issue.
It absolutely does. We're going to talk about it more coming up. In fact, I'm going to ask you to hang on, Ryan, because you've got an interesting situation, and I'm sure there's more interesting little stories you could tell us about these neighbors from hell. Coming up in hour number two, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a bit...